This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I want to remind all you LSU basketball fans, you can catch the Tigers at Oklahoma tomorrow afternoon. Pre-game's 4:30, tip-off 5 o'clock on 105.3 WWL FM and the free Odyssey app. Checking in on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line this Valentine's Day. And James, what you got for us on the NFL draft today?
All right, so first and foremost, congrats, Jersey. I'm going to leave that there. Listen, you know what, I think Kellen Moore is going to actually, I think he said he was going to watch the film, right? You know, he's going to watch the film and, you know, see what it is. So here's what I got from the film.
Okay.
All right. So we got Trevor Penning allowed. Precious, 8.6% of the snaps. And that was basically, what is it? What do I got here? That's 31st of the possible 34 linemen. Okay. I've been begging for Trevor to play guard, and we would love to see him block along with Mekhi Becton. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. We got enough money to get him. I would love to see him at the offensive guard position. I think that's his last shot, actually. Here's something else. Offense allowed pressure in 2.5 seconds or less, and what does it say, 26.4% dropbacks? That's 31st.
James, you said this is the film. You're reading me stats. This is not film. This is stats.
Yeah. It's kind of both, because I was watching the YouTube, and it said what it said. And I also watched something that's called cap spin. You know where? Remember where Jerry Jones said, "Well, we're gonna do a lot this season, meaning we're gonna spend money." The only team that spent less money than us was the Cowboys. But I digress. Here's something else. We got defense. Defense. What I got here? I can barely see here. Defense created pressure in 2.5 seconds or less on 26.4% dropbacks. What do you think that ranks?
You're going to tell us 31st.
No, 26. They're not that bad. But here's the thing that gets me. I can't even wrap my head around this, because we're supposed to be very good at man coverage, right? Well, at least we were when.
Talking about a team that lost its top two corners midway through the season. So,
man coverage. That's, like I said, that's supposed to be our thing here.
Sure.
We have allowed 7.8 per pass attempt. That ranks. What do you think that ranks?
I'm not into this trivia game here. All right. What's the point? Do you have a point? You have a point to make?
So, 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 the, so, the, So the point is,
okay. The tape says we need massive upgrades.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what the
offensive and defensive line is what it is. But I'm sure. Hopeful. I'm very hopeful that Mickey wasn't just talking and he let that kid pick some of his guys because he's an offensive. He loves offense, and I think we need more speed. I mean, when we were at our best down here in 2010 and 11, we had rare speed. And I hear the talk about, like I know Sean wants the guy from Boise. I know the coach, I know head coach, he's from Boise. And I'm pretty sure Sean's going to give us a call and somebody else is going to give us a call for that ninth selection. And we can move down, and I'm hopeful, and get more picks. We need a lot of picks. But I want speed at running back. I mean, I think we need two backs. We're talking about Alvin Kamara. Kamara's, I would have never paid him, but he's what, 30, 31?
Right.
I'm hopeful that the kid from Ohio State or the guy from Baton Rouge that plays ball with the Volunteers, those guys have rare speed. And we
so you're talking about Junkins and Gene T? Yeah.
Junkins is not fast. No, not Junkins. He's a power driver type of guy. I'm talking about Henderson, I think, from Ohio State.
Okay.
And I forget the kid from Baton Rouge, but he plays ball at Tennessee. And I know we love those Volunteers down here. So, yeah, we need.
I just don't think running back's going to be the biggest priority, though, going into the draft.
I disagree. Well, I mean, I don't think you're going running back in the first round.
I don't think second round either.
James. Yeah, I mean, second round's tough. I mean, I think you have those two third-round picks, and I think that would be a perfect spot to – yeah, Trevion Henderson is who he's talking about at Ohio State. I agree. I think he's a good candidate for this team. And, you know, I mean, if you're – they did re-sign Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He's going to be part of that room.
You still have hope on Kendra Miller. I know nobody wants to hear it.
I wouldn't say Clyde is a speed guy.
So no.
I don't think he's going to be that answer. But, no, you should keep investing in the running back room. I agree with that. I don't think speed on offense is necessarily the biggest issue because you have, you know, Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed on the outside. I think speed on defense is a bigger issue for this team, especially at the linebacker level. I feel like the Saints have one of the slower footed linebacker.
I want some beef on the offense and defense, and that's both on the lines.
Yeah, you're going to keep building through the lines. I agree. I think you know, if there's a tackle that you really love, and you want to find your next right tackle and you figure out what to do with Trevor, great. I think he was serviceable this year. Wasn't great, but survived. And, you know, he's got one more year on that contract. I don't think you're going to pick up that option. No, you got to keep building. And I think you're going best player available with all of these picks, right? I think that's when you're in the position the Saints are, you have to.
But if the best player is Genty at number 9, I don't think they go that route.
I think it's going to be a tough sell to go running back at all. in the first round. I am against top 10 running backs in general. I think
for this team right now, yes.
For any team. Because unless you are a playoff team that made a great trade and you're drafting in the top 10.
Okay.
Like the Eagles. Like, you know, like there are situations like when the Eagles had the Saints pick. You know, like, sure, you could sell me on what the Lions did with Jahmyr Gibbs.
Sure.
But if you're the Jaguars drafting Leonard Fournette number 3, if you're the Falcons drafting Bijan number 8, 9, right? Never. Never. Saquon, never. You know why? Because the team they win a Super Bowl with is going to be their next team.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? a sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.